Starlina Murdoch sat in her nightgown within her Warvonia apartment, running a brush through the tangles in her long, straight hair. Its woody brown color shone in the light, highlighted by strands of pale blue, a relatively unusual color combination known as skywood. It played delicately about her tall, oval face. Her skin was lightly tanned from ample time outdoors. She loved going to the beach, even though she despised the ocean.
"Guess what I heard?"
Starlina's longtime friend Amira cooed. Starlina looked at Amira through her vanity mirror.
"Are you going to torture me with secrets?" "I'm torn,"
Amira said.
"You might want to know this. But then again, you might not."
She flung her white blonde hair back around her thin neck. Starlina narrowed her eyes. Amira was her roommate and co-worker, and naturally they shared much of life together. It had already been a long day for them at Friendly Oaf's taproom, serving meals, bussing tables, and cleaning dishes. Certainly the work was not glamorous, but it would suffice until the opportunity for better work. The hope was that they could pursue their chosen career disciplines at Rockne Vocational. Amira had hopes of running her own shop, such as a cobbler or tailor. Starlina hadn't yet decided. Perhaps a jeweler or a beautician. She still had time to figure it out. Amira, assuming she earned final admittance, was set to head off at the start of August. Starlina wouldn't be able to join her until the next term, nearly 8 months later, because of her 17th birthday occurring too late in the year. Starlina gave a threatening wag of her hairbrush.
"Then you'd better come out with it, or you might be off to vocational with a teacup lodged in your throat. It's about your dear Jensen." "Jensen? Well, he's already left university. I'm supposed to see him before his next departure with my father."
Amira seemed fit to burst.
"Oh, I can't tell you. I really shouldn't. His shipmates are far too loose of tongue."
Starlina glared at her.
"Not telling me now might be quite hazardous to your health. This could be misreading hearsays, mind you. But, Starlina, Jensen means to propose to you."
Starlina felt a nervous flutter in her stomach. This was not something she felt prepared to deal with.
"Oh, I see. I see. That's your response."
Starlina turned back to the mirror and resumed her brushing.
"I don't suppose this rumor came with any intention on his part to change careers, did it?"
Amira scowled.
"Oh, you've still not accepted that he's a seafarer, and yet you continue fawning over him. I do love him, you know."
She managed a wry smirk.
"It's just that if he really loved me back, he'd become a fisherman or a dockhand instead. Oh, poor, poor, conflicted Starlina."
She worked her hair into a loose braid above her neck.
"I wouldn't half mind it if a sailor crawled on me. Their arms all contorted with muscle, their hands rough from the ropes, and all that pluck and grit from their time at sea. Not to mention the exotic gifts you might get from foreign lands."
Starlina picked up Jensen's lilac-colored gemstone from her nightstand. She ran her thumb across its smooth, glossy surface.
"Yes, they do come with such gifts."
She clenched her fingers around the stone.
"But then they're gone again. Missing your life. Missing your children's lives. And at night, a cold, empty bed awaits you, and the warm embrace you desire is an ocean's distance away. Is that really a life to be excited about, Amira? You despise his occupation, and yet you keep his hopes alive. It seems you might finally have to make a choice, Starlina Murdoch."
Starlina opened a drawer and dropped the stone inside.
"I dearly hope you're wrong, Amira. Because if you're right, I fear I shall be forced to break his heart. And mine in the process."